A very good evening to all dear brothers and sisters in Christ. We thank our Heavenly Father and Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for giving this wonderful opportunity to discuss His wonderful words of life. So today we're going to see a very, very important city that was built, a very huge city and a very famous city. And that name of the city is Babylon. So we all know Babylon was not one of the smaller cities. It was one of the greatest and the largest and the biggest city, you see, and it was one of the ancient wonder of the world. See, the Babylon city was such huge that it had a gigantic, you see, fort. The fortress itself was very thick and a very huge fortress. It had, you see, the walls of the Babylon was nearly 100 feet wide, you see. I don't think you have any roads in Nepal which are 100 feet wide. So the walls of the, you see, fortress was 100 feet wide. 100 feet wide means, you see, the chariots with four horses. Each chariot used to have four horses, and such chariots, four chariots, is to continuously run at a time on the, you see, walls of Babylon continuously. Imagine such a wide, you see, wall, not a hollow wall, a solid wall. You see, such was the fortress of Babylon. It was so big that it had, you see, 250 watch towers. You see, here and there, so much watch towers. And nobody could easily enter Babylon. You see, the Babylon had more than 100 huge brass gates. You see, so such was the beauty of Babylon. And Babylon was built upon the river Euphrates. As it was built upon the river Euphrates, there was no famine in Babylon at all, because water is to continuously run inside the city. And always there used to be waterfall cultivation and all other activities. Hence, you see, Babylon was also famous for his hanging gardens. Why it was famous for hanging gardens? Why gardens were built in Babylon? If you see, actually, you see, the king of Babylon had married a princess who was from a cool country, you see. As she was from a cool country, and the Babylon is in Iraq, a very high temperature place, she could not stay there. So hence she decided to return back to her hometown. And the king loved her so much that he decided to make his city a garden city. You see, hence he built the Babylon upon River Euphrates, where water used to continuously flow. And there used to be always water for plants. You see, and a beautiful garden was made in Babylon. And not only, you see, Babylon was famous for its gardens, one of the seven ancient wonders of the world. You see, the Babylon was also famous for its gigantic golden statues. You see, multi-metallic images and beautiful, huge, huge statues. So let us read Daniel 3:1. Daniel 3:1, brother. Rome Minister, can you read Daniel 3:1?
Okay, brother, just a second. Nebuchadnezzar, the king, made an image of gold, whose height was 60 cubits and the breadth thereof 6 cubits. He set it up in the plain of Dura in the province of Babylon.
See, here the size of the golden, you see, statue is given. It is 90 feet high, it seems. And 9 feet of width. That means it was not an ordinary statue made of A hollow gold. It was made of solid, pure gold. Imagine 90 feet high. You see, in your place, is there any such idol, big idol in your place? Isn't it? Just think, a 90 feet high statue made of pure gold. So Babylon was famous for gold also. Golden statues were raised all over the places. Hence, the Bible called Babylon as the Golden City. Let us read Isaiah 14:4. Isaiah 14:4. Munna sister, can you read?
Then thou shalt take up his this proverb against the king of Babylon and say, how hath the oppressor seized the golden city seized?
Very good. The golden city seized, and it was the glory of all the kingdoms of this world, brethren. So hence, Babylon was famous. And this Babylon could never be captured. None of the kings could ever think to destroy or attack Babylon. But in such a case, you see, King Cyrus, a Medo-Persian emperor, he decided to, you see, destroy Babylon and conquer Babylon. Hence, Cyrus came and laid siege for his Babylon. But unfortunately, even after laying siege for many, many years together, they could not enter Babylon. So Cyrus thought, what to do, how to capture this Babylon? We're not able to do anything. We can't enter the gates of Babylon. It's so strong, the walls are so high and so thick. So it's not possible to go inside. Then, dear brethren, you see, that is the time that Cyrus studied well about the weakness of Babylon. So, you see, the water was the weakness. You see, that means if nobody could enter Babylon, the water was always continuously entering Babylon, you see, through the water channels. And even those channels were so filtered that they used to be, you see, brass cages. You see, only the water used to go, not even the crocodile or fishes used to enter Babylon. So such was the condition of Babylon. So King Cyrus decided that if we have to conquer Babylon, we need to go through this passage of a water channel. Then King Cyrus decided to dig a channel to divert the waters of Babylon around Babylon instead of going through Babylon. So the people began to dig. And once, you see, King Belshazzar, you see, he was the Babylon emperor. He saw from the walls of Babylon and he laughed. Oh, these fools are making a digging something. You see, they're not able to capture our city. So they used to make fun. And that night, you know, the king made a great party. Read Daniel 5:1. Daniel 5:1. Joel, brother, can you read Daniel 5:1?
Okay, brother. Belshazzar, the king, made a great feast to 1,000 of his lords and drank wine before the 1,000.
Very good. So, before the 1,000, made a great party for the 1,000. Then, next, what did you do in that party? Verse 2 and 3, brother.
Belshazzar, whilst he tasted the wine, commanded to bring the golden and silver vessels which his father Nebuchadnezzar had taken out of the temple which was in Jerusalem, that the king and his prince, his wives and his concubines might drink therein. Then they brought the golden vessels that were taken out of the temple of the house of God, which was at Jerusalem, and the king and his prince, his wives, and his concubines drank in them.
You see, he made a great party. There's nothing wrong, but he made a great mistake by drinking the same wine and pouring it into the cups of the sacred vessels used in the tabernacle. They were taken captivity. So all these vessels were in the treasure house. I told to bring all this precious treasure of vessels used for God's service. I put wine and gave toast to these gods and drank wine. This was the greater sin. So as he was drinking and making fun and merry, you see, toasting for the gods, comparing the God of Israel to other gods, you see, immediately a hand without human body came in, write something on the wall. See what happened. Verse 4 and 5 of the Joel, brother.
They drank wine and praised the God of gold and of silvers, of brass, of iron, of wood, and of stone. In the same hour came forth finger of a man's hand and wrote over against the candlestick upon the plaster of the wall of the king's palace, and the king saw the part of the hand that wrote.
You see, something came and wrote, just a hand came and wrote something on the wall. You see, as soon as the king saw this one, immediately, you see, the wine which I drank, it came down. It began to tremble and shiver. Read, brother, verse 6, brother.
Then the king's countenance was changed, and his thoughts troubled him, so that the joints of his loins were loose and his knees smote on against another.
You see, the joints began to smote one another, lines became loose, that means his belt became loose, began to shiver, tremble. You, what is this? Hand came in written on the wall, Devadran. So nobody was able to interpret this writing on the wall. So as usual, we know that if something happens in Babylon, they call all the wise astrologers, soothsayers, you see, and wise people, and to interpret this one. And they, similarly, you see, Belshazzar also called all the wise men, but none of them were able to give the proper answer. That is the time that Belshazzar's mother, in the Bible is given as mother, she's a grandmother, she came and told how Nebuchadnezzar also faced the same situation. And when he called Daniel, Daniel was able to interpret it. Friends, you see, they call Daniel. They call Daniel to come and tell the interpretation of it. Now see, what does Daniel tell? Muna sister, can you read from verse 18 to 23, sister?
Okay, brother. 18 to
23, sister.
O thou king, the most high God gave Nebuchadnezzar, thy father, a kingdom and majesty and glory and honor. And for the majesty that he gave him, all people, nation, and languages trembled and feared before him, whom he would he slew, and whom he would he kept alive, and whom he would he set up, and whom he would he put down. But when his heart was lifted up, and his mind hardened in pride, he was deposed from his kingly throne, and they took his glory from him, and he was driven from the Son of Man. His heart was mad like the beast, and his dwelling was with the wild asses. They fed him with grass like oxen, and his body was wet with the dew of heaven, till he knew that the Most High God ruled in the kingdom of man, and that he appointed over it whomsoever he will.
Daniel tells clearly how similarly Nebuchadnezzar, because of his pride, was humbled. You see, he was so proud of himself that he boasted that, oh, such great Babylon I have built, all these things and all. But suddenly, you see, the very same day, he was cast into the forest, you see, and he ate grass like an ox for 7 years. And none of the officers were able to find Nebuchadnezzar. But after 7 years, when he realizes his mistake, His senses came to him and he was restored back to his kingdom. And Daniel mentions this one and says, though, O king, O Belshazzar, though you knew all these things, you never thought of humbling yourself before God. Read verse 22 and 23, sister.
And thou, his son, O Belshazzar, hast not humbled thine heart, though thou knewest all this, but hast lifted up thyself against the Lord of heaven, and they have brought the vessel of his house before thee, and thou and thy lord, thy wives and thy concubines have drunk wine in them, and thou hast praised the gods of silver and gold, of brass, iron, wood, and stone, which see not, nor be hear, nor know. And the God is whose hand thy breath is, and whose are all thy ways, hast thou not glorified?
Even though you knew all these things, you have lifted yourself against God. You never humbled. Hence, this writing has come upon the wall. What was the writing that was upon the wall? Let us read verse from 25 to 28. Verse 25 to 28. Gopal brother, can you read verse 25 to 28?
Okay, brother. And this is the writing that was written, Mene, Mene, Tekel, Upersin. This is the interpretation of the thing, Mene, God hath numbered thy kingdom and finished it. Tekel, thou art weighed in the balance and art found wanting. Peres, thy kingdom is divided and given to the Medes and Persian.
You see, Mene, Mene, Tekel, Upersin, it was written in the Hebrew language. None of the wise men understood, but Daniel came and said, Mene means God had numbered thy kingdom and finished it. So Tekel means thou had weighed in the balances and found wanting. And Peres means thy kingdom is given into the Medians and the Persians. So you see, as Daniel interpreted the dream, so the king was very happy. He honored Daniel and promoted him also. But his promotion was only for a few moments, because the very same day, Cyrus king entered Babylon and destroyed Babylon. Read verse 30, brother. And 31. Gopal brother.
In that night was Belshazzar the king of the Chaldean slain, and Darius the Median took the kingdom, being about 62 years old.
Very good. So the very same night, you see, Cyrus came and killed the king and took over Babylon. You see, dear brethren, you see, how was it possible? If you see, they diverted the waters which were entering Babylon, and how in the place of water, all the soldiers entered Babylon, and one night Babylon was thrown down. Read Isaiah 44:27. Romy sister, can you read Isaiah 44:27, sister?
Okay, brother. 44:27. That said to the deep, by dry and I will dry up thy rivers.
Very good. So say to the deep that I will dry out thy rivers. So this is very same fulfillment happened. The river of Euphrates was dried when it was diverted. So in this place, the soldiers of Cyrus entered inside and destroyed Babylon. So as Cyrus came inside, he saw the writing upon the wall. Mene, Mene, Tekel, Upersin. So he was wondering, what is this interpretation? You see, then all the wise men, they told, as king was making merry with wine, suddenly a hand came and wrote all these things. This is the meaning of all these things and all. Then nobody was able to interpret the word. Daniel came and interpreted. Then Sidas called him. You see how Daniel interpreted the saying that many, many tekalu Parsi, that means the kingdom should be handed over to the Medes and the Persians. So Cyrus King was very happy seeing Daniel and how God had guided. You see, it was God's will that, Babylon was to be taken by Cyrus, and his name was written in the Bible. You see, then Daniel met him. He told that you are God's anointed, you are God's shepherd, through whom God is given the victory through, and Babylon is destroyed. So immediately Cyrus was so happy that, because he knew very well that Babylon could never be captured. He knew it very well. It's very difficult to capture Babylon. But if he has captured, it is only because of God's will. That also he realized. Hence, he wanted to honor that God. Hence, he told, whoever is in Babylon, whoever wants to return to their home place, let them go and build God's temple in Israel. He gave them permission to go and build God's temple. Return to Jerusalem and worship. Worship God. Dear brethren, so hence in Bible, Cyrus is called as God's anointed. Let us read Isaiah 44, 27 to Isaiah 45, verses 2. Joel brother, can you read Isaiah 44, last two verses to Isaiah 45, first two verses?
Okay, brother. That saith of Cyrus, he is my shepherd, and shall perform all my pleasure, even saying to Jerusalem, thou shalt be built, and to the temple, thy foundation shall be laid.
Thou art my anointed, thou art my shepherd. You see, then continue with that.
Thus said the Lord to his anointed, to Cyrus, whose right hand I have hold on to subdue nation before him, and I will loose the lions of kings to open before him the two leaf gates, and the gates shall not be shut.
I will open the gates, it should not be shut. God opened the gate, God gave the clue. Then continue with that.
I will go before thee and make the crooked place straight. I will break in pieces the gates of brass and cut in sunder the bars of iron.
I will go before you, open for you the gates of brass. Make the way, the crooked way, straight. How the waters go crooked, no? See, it was made straight, very clear by Cyrus to go. Now read Isaiah 45, brother, 1 and 2, brother.
Again, brother?
Isaiah 45, 1 and 2 is finished?
Yes, brother, finished.
Okay. So, here, Cyrus came to know that he was chosen by God. So, hence, he allowed the people of Israel to worship God. Now, okay, now what lesson do we have from this Babylon? You see, where do we read the first time, about Babylon in the Bible? In Genesis 10 chapter, where the people began to build a huge tower to reach to heaven, Babel. In Genesis 10 chapter, they had all one common language, hence they began to build a tower to reach heaven. And God saw from heaven that it was confusion. Hence, God, confounded their language. So that one did not understand other's language. Dear brethren, that how the people got scattered all over the world. But there is one more Babylon that is given in the Bible in the book of Revelation. Let us read about that one in Revelation 17, 1 to 5. Munna sister, can you read Revelation 17, 1 to 5?
Okay, brother.
Read only verse 5.
And upon her forehead was a name written, Mystery Babylon the Great, the mother of her lords and abomination of the earth.
You see, the mother of all lords, the abomination of all the earth. Abomination, mother of all, Babylon, great mystery. So when Babylon is already destroyed in Genesis 10 chapter, is already destroyed in days of Belshazzar, then how come there's a Babylon that is mentioned in the Revelation? This Babylon is none other than the false churches, where there is a lot of confusion. You see, as they are all a common language, they used to build a great tower to reach to heaven. So similarly, today, the whole churches of this world have only one common language, one common man, Jesus Christ. Everybody are holding to Jesus Christ. You see, and they claiming that we are the gateway of heaven. We are Bethel. We are the gateway of heaven. We'll go to heaven. As a man believes in Jesus, he shall be saved forever. So that is the, you see, the confusion. You see, when we say a soul dies, they say that soul doesn't die. But there is a resurrection. If soul doesn't die, then why there is a resurrection? You see, confusion. Our God is three God, three in one God. First, make it clear whether it's three or one. You see, even in that one, confusion. Confusion. That is the word Babylon means. Therefore, dear brethren, in the whole world, all the churches today are confused with the confusion doctrines, dear brethren. So there, you see, the Babylon, in the olden days, it was built upon river Euphrates. So similarly, the great Babylon, the false churches today are supported by the people. It is the people who are being supporting this false system. Hence, we read in the Bible that, you see, this woman is sitting upon the waters. Read Revelation 17:5. Revelation 17:5. Gopal brother, Revelation 17:5. 17:15, sorry.
Revelation 17:15, and he said unto me, the waters which thou sawest, where the war sitteth, and peoples, and multitudes, and nations, and tongues.
The waters which you see, the war is sitting, the false church is sitting, is the people, nation. The people, the nation, the whole world are today supporting this one. She is sitting upon the great beast. You see, we have studied about the great beast, the Roman Empire. You see, the Roman Empire is the one who is supporting this great false Roman Catholic and the Protestant denomination. Okay. So, what happened there? Even as they were, drinking, making merry, you see, God's commandment came. Now, how did they drink and make merry? You see, they drank from the vessel, the cup of the Lord, a golden cup. Now, see here, how is this woman? Revelation 17, brother. Revelation 17, verse 4. Revelation 17, verse 4.
And the woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet color, and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls, having a golden cup in her hand, full of abominations and filthiness of her fornication.
See, she's having a golden cup. But inside the golden cup, what is there? Full of abomination, filthiness, fornication. You know, what is this golden cup? This golden cup is none other than the word of God. See, God's Bible is the golden cup. It was used in the temple. You see, God's church. You see, God's temple. That is the God's church. You see, where the word of God is used. But, you see, the Bible is there in everybody's hand. But what is there inside? You see, dear brethren, inside the golden cup, inside the Bible, they are filled with the filthiness of her fornication. That is a false doctrines. You see, full of toxic wine. You see, what happens if a person drinks? You see, he loses his conscience. He's not able to understand and recognize everything. So, that is the same condition of today. The whole world, all the false Christians, they drank the wine in such a way that they're not able to understand the truth at all. Therefore, you see, in Revelation, you see, for 17 chapter, it says, verse 2, brother. Revelation 17:2.
With whom the kings of the earth have committed fornication, And the inhabitants of the earth have been made drunk with the wine of our fornication.
The whole world are drunk of our wine. Now, what happens to the person if he drinks wine? Let us read Proverbs 23rd chapter. Romister, can you read Proverbs 23rd chapter? Verse 29 to 35, one by one, we'll see and go.
Okay, brother.
Amar brother is there? Can you read?
Yes, yes.
Oh, please. Yes, no, Amar brother, please. 23rd chapter, Proverbs, verse 29 to 35, brother. To 35. One by one verse, you please read. We'll,
Okay. Who hath woe? Who hath sorrow? Who hath continuations? Who hath babbling? Who hath wounds without cause? Who hath redness of eyes? They that tarry long at the wine, they that go to seek mix wine.
See, what does the Bible say? Whose eyes are red? Who speak babblings, keep on uttering some nonsense which nobody can understand. You see, who has contentions, always keep on drunk, people keep on quarrel without any cause. Make a small issue, very big issue. What does the Bible say? They the tarry at wine, mix a drink, cocktail. You see, similarly, this is the condition of the whole world, the false church, dear brother, the false Christians. They have drunk the wine in such a way that they simply have contentions, argument. Even if you tell the truth, they won't accept the truth. They simply want to argue, simply speak. They keep on arguing, they keep on babbling. Babbling is what? Utter things which they don't themselves understand. If you speak like this, they'll speak like that. If I speak like that, they'll speak like this. None of the teachings are harmonious at all. You see, confusion, confusion. You see, their eyes are red, very anger. You see, if you don't go to the church, they'll scold you, they'll punish you. You see, this screwy happiness, judgment will come, all these things and all, only cursing. You see, then who are these people? These are the people who tarry at mixed drink. That means all doctrines you mix and drink it off. False, truth, everything. Confusion is confusion, utter confusion. Then, verse 31, brother.
Look not thou upon the wine when it is red, when it gives his color in the cup, when it moves itself all right, at the last it beats like a serpent and stingeth like an adder.
See, how is the wine? Solomon advises, don't look at the wine and be deceived. It looks good in the glass, golden, golden, chamak, 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 chamak color. But once if you drink it, what happened? It will slowly enter. And once if it goes inside, serpent, it will bite like a serpent. Some people tell, oh, nothing will happen. Take little bit. It will go smoothly. Once if it goes inside, then only it will start the reaction. This is the same way of the false doctrine. See, we should never be attracted to the false doctrine. You see, once if you're attracted, you see, if you keep on hearing these things, the serpent will bite us. You see, initially it will be nice to hear, but once if it goes, it will be like Satan attacking us. We will be in the clutches of the devil. Then what will happen? Verse 33, Buddha, next.
Thine eyes shall behold strange women.
Thine eyes shall behold strange women. Continue, brother.
And thine heart shall utter perverse things.
You shall see strange women. Women in the Bible means church. You should only see the false church. You don't want to see, understand the true church at all. Because truth is not respected by such people. You see, they're not able to understand it. They'll speak utter nonsense. You see, no truth in their mouth at all. Only false, false, false teaching. Take money, tongues, miracles, Trinity, hell, soul, second coming, Antichrist. Every doctrine you take, it is utter confusion. The Lord's memory is upper. You see, confusion, confusion. Then next brother, verse 34.
Yea, thou shalt be as he that lieth down in the midst of the sea, or as he that lieth upon the top of a mast.
How a drunkard will be? It will be as if he's sleeping on the waterbed. Or else on the, you see, top of the mast, on the peak of the, you see, the mast which is on the ship. Can somebody hang there? We wavering like this. If you, can you sleep on the water? We'll keep on wavering like this. Similarly, ones who is drunkard, their walk, their path, their sight is not proper at all. They're wavering. Once this side, once that side. You see? How they will be? Today they will be in the truth. Tomorrow they will have gone out of the truth. You see? Going somewhere else. Instead of learning the truth. Because they're intoxicated. Drunk the wine. False doctrine has entered so much. They can't take this evil out of them at all. You see? They don't have self-control. They were not able to judge out properly. You see? They will behold strange things. You see? One bus will be coming, but they'll come, hey, four buses are coming, hey, which bus I should go? Same way, doctrines are not able to understand. Then verse 35, brother.
They have stricken me, shall thou say, I was not sick. They have beaten me, and I felt it not. When shall I awake? I will seek it again.
You see? What does it say? They have stricken me, but nothing has happened. They have beaten me. I did not feel it. You see, when I shall awake, I will seek it yet again. You see, even if you beat a drunken man heavily, doesn't even care. Simply stands and walks. Because he is not able to realize the pain. But after all this has come down, again we will desire the same thing. This is the condition of the false Christians. Even God punishes them, spites them, chastises them. They don't realize their mistakes at all. They simply go to the false doctrines, false churches. This is the mistake which the great Babylon did. Using the golden cup of the Lord, the Bible, they put all these false doctrines. Hence, what did God decide to punish Belshazzar? Mene, mene, take a lupar sin. Similarly, God's judgment has come to all the false churches. Come out of her, my people. I am going to pour out my plagues upon her. Read Revelation 18 chapter verses 1 to 4. Joel, brother, Revelation 18 chapter 1 to 4.
Okay, brother. And after these things, I saw another angel come down from heaven, having great power, and the earth was lightened with his glory, and he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the great is fallen, and is become the habitation of devils, and the whole of every foul spirit, and a cage of every unclean and hateful bird.
Babylon is fallen, fallen. It has fallen from God's gaze. It has fallen. It's become the habitation of devils. Foul spirit, not Holy Spirit. There is no Holy Spirit speaking in tongues which are unknown language. That is God's Holy Spirit. Don't know when to do the Lord's Supper. That's God's Holy Spirit. How come it's God's Holy Spirit? Nonsense guidance out of the scriptures. It is a place of all filthy birds, doctrines, false doctrines. Satan has come and sat there. Continue with the next.
For all nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication, and the kings of the earth had committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth works rich through the abundance of delicacies
See, all
and
the nations have drunk of our wine. They are completely forgotten. They are completely immersed in that wine. They completely, you see, that intoxication has come to them. You see, they're not stable. They're not able to recognize the truth. False prophets, all selfish. You see, today all the priests are selfish. They want only money. You see, you can read these verses later. Jeremiah 23, 16, 17, chapter 25 to 26. Micah, 3rd chapter, 11th verse. And Jeremiah again, 6th chapter, 13th verse. Ezekiel 34, 2 to 4. Zechariah 13, chapter 3 to 5. Mentions about the false prophets and the false teachings. Simply tell God has spoken to us. God of peace is there. No need to worry. God will help us. While they do all sorts of filthy things which are against God. How God will be with them. You see? Hence what happened? The sin of Babylon has reached the sky. The tower was built to reach the sky. Similarly, Belshazzar's sin reached the sky. What did God command? Read brother, Revelation 18, 4 and 5.
And I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sins, and that ye receive not of her plague, for he is her sins have reached unto heaven, and God hath remembered her iniquities.
Sins are reached to heaven, and God has remembered her iniquity. Babylon is fallen. My children, you see, come out of Babylon. So God is calling God's children out of Babylon, because Babylon is fallen. It is no more under God's guidance. Read Jeremiah, you see, 51st chapter. Jeremiah 51st chapter, verse 7, 8. Revelation, sorry, Jeremiah 51, 7 and 8. Muna sister, can you read?
Okay, brother. Babylon had been a golden cup in the Lord's hand that made all the earth drunken. The nation had drunken of her wine.
Continue.
Drunken, the nation have drunken of her wine. Therefore, the nation are mad. Babylon is suddenly fallen. And destroy her for her, take blame for her pain. If so be, she may be healed. He would have healed Babylon, but she is not healed. Forsake her, and let us go everyone into his own country, for her judgment reacheth unto heaven, and is lift up even to the sky.
You see, Babylon has been a golden cup. God has tried to heal Babylon, you see, and correct them several times, but they're not corrected. You see, you remember so many brethren were there. You see, we have tried to correct them so many times, but they're correct. Why? Babylon spirit. Dear brethren, you see, because they're completely drunk of that wine of false doctrine. So what did God say? We would have tried to heal Babylon, but she is not healed. So what is the remedy? Flee Babylon. Come out of Babylon, dear brethren. You see, or else God will shortly pour the plague. You know, the Bible says, you know what happened? The King Cyrus dried the river Euphrates, and instead of the river, he went at Babylon, destroyed it. Similarly, Jesus has already come in the second coming. We know very well. So Jesus is shortly going to pour this plague upon river Euphrates. River Euphrates shall be dried, upon which Babylon is built. Read Revelation 16, 12. Revelation 16, 12. Roman sister, can you read Revelation 16, 12?
Okay, brother.
Yeah.
And the sixth angel poured out his veil upon the great river Euphrates, and the water thereof was dried up, and the way of the king of the east might be prepared.
Very good, sir. So, what happened is the plague was poured, the veil was poured, so that the king of the east might come inside. You see, make way for the king of the east. Euphrates river was dried. We know what is the meaning of Euphrates river. Remember the four rivers out of Eden? The fourth river is the river Euphrates. So Euphrates river represents the world, mankind. Once this truth is poured upon the world of mankind, they won't go to these churches. They won't support these churches. So automatically what happened? The waters will dry. Then Jesus will enter Babylon, you see, and destroy it. He is the king from the east. You see, east, what rises in the morning? What rises in the morning from the east direction? Tell me.
Sun.
Very good. So Jesus is the son of righteousness. His second coming, he will enter Babylon, destroy Babylon as Cyrus king entered. He was the chosen shepherd. You see, he was God's anointed. Before him, God went and opened the gates. Same way, dear brethren, this truth shall be poured. And as Daniel interpreted, the very same night Babylon was destroyed. Similarly, the Babylon, the false churches shall be completely destroyed. Read Revelation 18, 21. Revelation 18, 21. Joel, brother, can you read?
Okay, brother. And a mighty angel took up a stone like a great millstone and cast it into the sea, saying, thus, with violence shall that great city Babylon be thrown down and shall be found no more at all.
At all, as a great millstone is poured thrown into the sea, similarly, Babylon will be thrown. See, if somebody throws a millstone inside the sea, can they lift it up? No, we can't lift it up. You see, it's very difficult. It's so deep. And instead of lifting up, we can buy a new one. It will be so cheap. Because the expenses to lift up is more than building a new one. Hence, you see, so many ships have sunk. No, nobody has tried to lift it up. Because there's no use of lifting it up. Better build a new one. Therefore, dear brethren, this signifies utter destruction. The utter destruction of Babylon in such a way that it will never come up. Dear brethren, therefore, the advice to us is that quit Babylon. Good that you are all quitted Babylon, you see, and left the Babylon, the false churches, and heard the truth. That's what God says. Revelation 18:4. The last, Gopal brother, Revelation 18:4. Can you read?
And I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sins, and that ye receive not of her plagues.
Come out of her, my people, that you be not partakers of her plague. Come out of her, my people, come out. This is the call. The Israel people came out and built the temple of God and worshipped. Similarly, we need to quit Babylon and never enter. Therefore, last week, Brother Rick said, no. You see, where did Jesus feed the people of the multitudes? He never fed the people, multitudes inside the city. He called them out of the city. City is Babylon, the great city. Called them out of the city, made them to sit on the grass. Humble, low place, no huge recognition, no big churches. Very small little place. Few people, only 5,000, only 4,000. You see, but there, huge city was gathered. No. Similarly, dear brethren, we need to listen to Jesus means for you to come out of the false churches. Okay. May the Lord add the blessings to these words. Anybody has got any questions, any doubts? You can ask. Anybody, any questions? Joel, brother, any questions?
No question, brother.
Muna, sister, any questions?
No, brother.
Okay. Romy, sister, Amar, brother, any questions?
No questions. Brother?